Yep. Well, you can't measure a voltage in isolation. So remember, everything's always referenced back to our standard hydrogen electrode because you're saying, what's that voltage relative to something else? That's what our reference electrode's always about. Because we're saying we're on a scale where zero is your standard hydrogen electrode, so you have to know that zero. So what you do in a practical sense then is you have like a silver-silver chloride where you know the value of that electrode relative to zero, so you measure your other one relative to the silver-silver chloride. So that's a function of the reference. And that's why, in this case then, what we've just talked about is this electrode here, the glass electrode sitting on the inside of this thing, relative to the reference electrode here to become the combination electrode that gives you a voltage. So in the classic pH meter then, we would put a 0.1 molar hydrochloric acid solution on the inside here. Our platinum wire that's dipping into it then, senses the change in potential on the inside of the glass membrane, and that change in potential then is registered as a voltage relative to our silver-silver chloride reference electrode. The silver-silver chloride reference electrode over here will have a salt bridge so that we couple this electrode through to the external solution, which we're trying to measure the hydrogen ion concentration. The key is the silver-silver chloride cannot change voltage in response to pH. You must always make sure that it's completely independent of the solution which you're trying to measure. Now the resistance of this particular electrode is 10 to the 8 ohms. What's the equation that relates resistance, volts and current? Some basic physics. V equals IR. Okay, so scribble that down, you should know that one from school. So, voltage equals current times resistance. So if we have a resistance of 10 to the 8, that necessarily means that you've got a ridiculously small current. So that's why this is a potentiometric technique. It's all about change in voltage, you don't get any change in current. The precision's good, 0.01 pH. How do precision differ from accuracy? Yeah. The actual value, that's good, yeah. So in that case there, you can see 0.01, the plus or minus value, that's telling you it's pretty good. If you're looking at a value of 3.5, it's giving you just 3.50, which is good precision.